G'day. How you going? Happy Australia Day tomorrow. 26th of January, 1788. The Europeans came to Australia. Well, they came to settle. Portuguese, the Dutch had been here long before that. Captain Cook came here in 1770 and found the East Coast. There are some rumours, maybe myths and legends, you might call it, of all sorts of wrecks buried in the sand down in Victoria that maybe belong to the Portuguese. Maybe they even made it to the East Coast. I know that the Javanese, Timorese, had been trading with the Aboriginals in northern Australia for tens of thousands of years. Dingo, our native dog, came across from Indonesia 10,000 years ago or so. So there's always been a little bit of trade. It's actually a story. I've only heard a whisper of it many, many years ago, that one of the early British expeditions, somebody like Lieutenant Flinders, when he was circumnavigating Australia, when they went down the west coast of Western Australia, came across some Aboriginals who signalled, waved their hands and used a Masonic sign. And when they investigated, they found that they were actually cultivating crops, which is not something that the Aboriginal people of Australia did. They were only ever a hunter-gatherer society. There was no cultivation. But this one tribe were cultivating crops. And there was a little bit of hair discoloration and eye coloration that shouldn't have been there. And there's always been suspicion that maybe somebody was marooned, put ashore, maybe a shipwreck on the west coast of Western Australia, maybe several hundreds of years earlier. But for all intents and purposes, the great European migration into the Great Southland happened in 1788. And it's something I have mixed feelings about, really. I love Australia. I'm not proud of it. I'm not patriotic. I actually think patriotism is an incredibly dangerous thing. I think patriotism is like tribalism. It's like saying we are better than others. I'm not a big fan of patriotism at all. But I think you can have pride in what you do. But I think pride needs to be balanced equally with humility. So there are many aspects of Australia that I'm very proud of. There are some aspects of Australia that I'm not at all proud of. And the way we treat our Aboriginal populations is our greatest shame. And I include myself in that because I don't know anybody who is Aboriginal there. I live in a suburb, West End, where I live, is one of the parts of Brisbane that has a very strong Aboriginal population and a long-term heritage of people who may well go back to some of the original inhabitants of this area. Other pockets of Brisbane have, for socio-economic reasons, pockets of Aboriginal population, but that's because that's where they ended up going to because I was struggling to operate and survive, whereas here in West End we have quite a strong Indigenous culture. But it's very much a minor tier culture. I think in a lot of ways our Greek and Vietnamese migrants here in West End are a stronger cultural group and probably got more respect in the greater community than the Aboriginal people. And it's a real shame. It's a real shame. It is something that I don't even pretend to have any answers to. And they are the great lost peoples of Australia. And much like the settlement of North America, it was a wanton criminal act in the way they took over the English settlement of Australia, took over this country. And the persecution of the Aboriginal people too. Back in 1972, when I was 12 years old, I had a school teacher who was probably 10 years older than me. She was probably 22 or so. She's a young school teacher. So she was born in 1950. The dates are relevant, you'll see shortly. And she told us a story of her father when he was a teenager going out hunting blacks for sport out in Western Queensland somewhere. And they were chasing down a young lad and he went missing. And they were looking for him. And then they heard the sound of water dripping through the leaves of a tree, and they looked up and he was peeing himself. And they turned their rifles and they blew him out of the tree. A young lad, I don't know how old he was, might have been 6, might have been 10, might have been the same age as this young lad who was the father of this woman. I've worked out as best I can, this is probably the 1930s. Not that long ago, really. Not that long ago at all. And up until 1967, Aboriginal people had absolutely no place in Australian society. Up until 1967, when we had a referendum, I was a kid, I don't remember it, I know it historically. In 67, we had a referendum, and from what I understand, it's the only referendum that was voted affirmatively by a significant margin to allow Aboriginal people to be seen as citizens, because up until that point in time, they were under the Flora and Fauna Act. Can you believe it? 1967, I was 7 years old. That's not that long ago. And now, today, there are people who are Aboriginal, identify as Aboriginal, who are in our society and functioning, and you know, they're just part of society. Some I maybe see around, some I may even know, and I don't even know that they've got Aboriginal heritage. And then there are other people who are doing it really tough. And there are some tribal communities that are living very much tribal lifestyles. Some of them are dry communities, no alcohol allowed. You can be arrested and fined if you even bring alcohol into the camps, even if you're just driving through as a tourist. And some of those communities up in the far north, Northern Territory, West Australia, Queensland, some of those communities function very much in their original traditional manner as Indigenous communities, where English is not their first language, it's maybe like more like their third or fifth language. But we don't have Aboriginal communities integrated within the greater Australian community. I've heard estimates that there was about 2 million Aboriginal people in Australia in 1788. And I've heard that now the number is a few hundred thousand. And they live at a level of poverty in some parts of Australia, in central Australia, at the same standards as the worst places in Africa. So it's our great shame. And I think it's worth remembering that, because a lot of the Australia Day celebrations that will be happening tomorrow just bypass it, completely bypass it. Now, I personally think there should be Australia Day celebrations. Yeah, get out there, have thong throwing competitions, have barbecues, have too much to drink with your mates and have a barbecue. Yeah, it's great. I'm a huge fan of that. Be proud of all the great things that Australia has done. Polymer banknotes, black box recorders, contribution towards penicillin, Florey. Hardgraves and his contribution towards aviation with gliders. Yeah, all the great innovations. But it has to be remembered that if 220 odd years ago, Arthur Phillip and the First Fleet, if they had never arrived in Australia, and if Australia had never been settled by Europeans, 220 years later, the Aboriginal people of Australia and this country would be doing just fine as they had been for 60,000 years. They would have been doing just fine. And they would do just fine for another 10, 20,000 years. But since the Europeans have arrived, they've brought disease, alcohol, diabetes, an attitude, an economic attitude of strip mining the environment for wealth and personal gain instead of seeing the country as part of their very essence, like the Aboriginal people did. They would be doing just fine for another 10,000 years, but will we be doing just fine in 10,000 years' time? I don't know. And there would be 2 million Aboriginals walking around this country instead of just a few hundred thousand, and 22 million migrants and descendants of migrants. Yeah, that's the way it is. This is a common story around the globe. South America, North America, Africa. It's a common story. It's not unique. It's the perniciousness of the colonial attitude. And that's what we have to live with. And as much as I love our country, I think we should do more to help the Aboriginal people. But I have no idea what to do. Maybe just by putting out this audio boom, that's something. That's a little bit of assistance to help. Anyway, tomorrow's Australia Day. And what's really funny about this audio boo is I had absolutely no intention of talking about this. I was going to talk about how my week was. And I just got on to a bit of a rant about Australia Day. How about that? Maybe I'll do another audio boo a little bit later about how my week's been. Good night, everybody. Hope you're well. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.